Thank you. get into the spirit. Praise the Lord. He's coming soon. He's coming soon.
Oh, hallelujah.
With God. Give me the last standard here, and we praise God who are living and yet remain. Amen. Will be caught up.
Hallelujah.
And we shall meet our faithful Lord. Thank praise you. The Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh yes, sir. This is our hope.
Amen.
And we cherish this not in vain.
Amen.
We know that we are not worshiping in vain. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But one of these times, surely, our worship will bring the results. We will meet him.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. How many appreciate him this evening?
Amen.
We thank the Lord for the day so far. He has been with us, our going outs and our coming ins.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I believe some has started the work already. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the Lord has been with us throughout the whole day, and we give praise and glory to him. Amen. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for all that you have done for us. We appreciate you, Lord. And tonight is another Wednesday. We have come to your presence, Lord. And we have come believing that there is something in store for us, that the Lord will lift our spirits into real prayer, that the Lord himself will allow the Holy Spirit to come in and resonate in us and bring out from us the groanings.
Amen.
That the Lord himself wants us to ask, wants us to pray. Praise the Lord. And so as we are standing, let's turn to the reading of the word. We have two scriptures to read tonight. And I have a topic tonight, the crossover. Amen. The crossover. We need to cross over. And I believe we have crossed over.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. So let us read Ephesians 2, 11 to 14. And then the second reading will be Galatians 3, 27 and 29. But let us first look at Ephesians 2, 11 to 14. And let's see where we were. Praise God. So that we take notice of it. If we are still there, then it behooves us to move and cross over. Praise the Lord. We are looking at what we were, but what the Lord has done for us. Wherefore, remember, always, this word remembrance and remember, brethren, take notice of it. Praise God. Because the Lord wants you to see something, because we can forget. So always I put it to remembrance. I put it to remembrance. And here he's saying, wherefore remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ. Praise the Lord. At that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. That was our condition. Praise the Lord. But now, hallelujah.
Amen.
But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Amen. Praise God. And our second reading, Galatians 3, 27 to 29. Galatians 3, 27 to 29. He said, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Amen. Let's bow down our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, oh yes, we thank you, God, that truly we were aliens and far away, oh God, from you. But Lord, we thank you, the Lord Jesus, you have drawn us nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. And Father, that's why even we are here tonight, oh God. Lord, we thank you that you have broken that partition that was between us, Lord Jesus. And Father, you have made it freely for us now. Oh, to cross over and be part, oh Lord Jesus, of the inheritance that, Lord, you have left for us. The Holy Spirit, which is the earnest of our inheritance, Lord. Father, tonight we are here to appreciate you, to give all the glory to you, Lord Jesus. We pray that, oh God, if any of us, Lord, is still lingering, oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you quicken us by your word, Lord, that we cross over, Lord, because it is death, Lord, to be on the other side or to be on the borderline, oh God. So, Father, tonight, Lord Jesus, bring the remembrance to us that we were before all aliens, but now we are children of God. Tonight, Lord, bless your word and make it a living bread to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated? The crossover. Praise God. The crossover. Apart from some of our children, praise the Lord, almost all of us seated here, we've crossed over. We were not born in this country, isn't it? This is not the country of our birth. But we have crossed over to this place. Amen. And we have different reasons of what? Crossing over. Some probably came because of education. Some maybe came because of marriage. Praise the Lord. Some came because of job. Amen. And maybe some also came because of social, economic what? Problems. Praise the Lord. So we got to cross over. Amen. So you see that all the time the crossover is meant for what? Meant for something good, something better. You want to better, see, you want to leave a situation or a condition to a better place. So you do what? You cross over. So we have our various reasons why we cross over from our various countries to be here. This country is not our country. Praise the Lord. We've all crossed over. Really, you cross over, isn't it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Cross over. Yes, some coming by air. And you see that, look at how people sometimes, you will read it all the time, how desperate they are to cross over. Praise the Lord. till they had to go through what, the desert, the Sahara Desert, especially the Africans from the West. West Africans. Going through what? The desert. Terribly. Really hot. Going through the sands. But he's desperate to do this crossover. And after even he has gone over the desert, there is what? The sea also before him, the Mediterranean Sea. Praise God. And you can see what? Many people packed together inside what, a small boat. Look at the desperation. The natural crossover. Look at the desperation. Amen. He puts his life at a risk. Amen. In this boat, small dinghy, packed. You cannot even turn this way or that way. But he wants to cross over. Praise the Lord. So it is, when we look at it in the spiritual realm, brethren, there is one, only one, in the spiritual, there is only one crossover which each and everyone is supposed to make. Anyone that is, has been born into this world, there is spiritually, there is one crossover you need to make. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that crossover is from what? From death to life. Amen. From death to life. Because the Bible says, we what? We have been shaped in iniquity. We have been shaped in iniquity. And he said, our mother conceived us in sin. Turn to, I think, Psalm 51:5. Psalm 51:5. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. So we were all of us have been born in sin, shaped in iniquity, came to this world speaking lies. That was our condition. Amen. Amen. When in the time past, we were Gentiles in the flesh. Amen. We were without Christ. Amen. Amen. Aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise. We having no hope and without God in this world. Amen. 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 So, we were born in sin, so in spiritual, there is for everyone a crossover to be made. Amen. Because our situation was what? Was death. Mm-hmm. Our condition was death. That was for us. Amen. And so, it behooves each and everyone that has been born into this earth to make a crossover from death to life. Praise the Lord. A crossover from death unto life. From an unbeliever to a believer. Amen. To a sinner to a saint. Amen. You have to cross over from doubts to faith. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So that was it. So every one of us came to this world either walking in the counsel of ungodly. No. Walking in the what? In the ways of sinners. Not sitting on the seat of what? Scornful. Psalm 1, verse 1, isn't it? Amen. Amen. So we came on this earth here. Either what? Walking in the counsel of ungodly. No, standing in the ways of sinners. Not sitting in the seat of scornfuls. That's our condition. But praise be to God. He said, we were far away. But now we have been what? Drawn very near. By what? By the blood of Christ. Amen. Amen. We came walking according to the course of this world. Let's turn to Ephesians. Let's read Ephesians 2 also. Ephesians 2, 2, 3. And let us look at our condition, what we were in. Amen. He said, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world. All of us. According to the prince of the power of the air. The spirit that was worketh in the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That wherein, verse 3, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Praise God. So that's the reason why, my brother, we need to what? Make a crossover from this condition of death unto what? Unto life. So the thing is, brethren, we might be what? Believers, but yet, brethren, have we really made what? That crossover. Now let's look at the type, because the prophet said events in the Old Testament, they are always what? Shadows. And the natural, that the things that are to come in the spiritual. So in the message book, the angel of the Lord preached in Los Angeles, 1951, the prophet said, I believe that all of the old things were a type of the new to come. What Israel was in the natural, we are in the spiritual. God leading Israel naturally was what he is doing for us spiritually now. Amen. That's why we said, but now in Christ, you see. He said, he's never done hardly anything in the ages past any more than what he's doing now. Amen. See, he said, I don't know what he could do more. The Lord has done more for us already, amen, brethren. So we can take the Exodus, the children of God traveling, you see, going out of what? This kind of condition. Death condition. They were going toward the promised land. So it's a type of what? The journey spiritually that we are making also. And we know the story. There's no need for us to go over all these stories again. We know how in the wilderness, how they provoked God. That is what? The kind of journey we are making also. Amen. And then we know how they came to what? To the borderline. Now it has remained for them to cross over. Praise the Lord. They came to the borderline to cross over. And Moses sent 12 elders, go and look to the land and come back for what? Bring results to us. And when they came, 10 of them said, it's not possible for us to cross over. Amen. You get it? Yes. It's impossible for us to cross over. Brethren, that is it. 10, only 2 said, yes, we can cross over. Amen. So Lord, as we are seated here, it's always many, but always few are able to make it. Brethren, make sure that few, if it is one person, be that one person. Amen. Amen. In this church, if it has to be one person, God be, make, he said, tonight, he said, Lord, I am that one person that believe that I've crossed over. Amen. Or even if I've not crossed over, tonight I'm crossing over. Because being at the borderline, it was what? Kadesh Barnea. Kadesh Barnea. A place of what? Judgment. Praise God. Kadesh Barnea, judgment. So if you are standing on the borderline, Kadesh Barnea, know that what? Judgment is for you. You have to go through what? Judgment. Amen. So the prophet said here in the message book, the results of decision. Preaching Chicago, 1955. Paragraph 41, he said, oh brother, if you are living on the borderline tonight, come on over. Amen. Cross over Jordan. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That's how I came by my topic tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So cross over Jordan is wonderful. Praise the Lord. Yes, when you cross it, when you cross over, it's wonderful at the other side. He said, there is the great big grapes over here. Amen. He said, we got the initial evidence. You see? We got the initial evidence. Some people went there to bring what? The evidence. And the same thing also, brethren, some people have gone beyond the curtains and brought what? Evidence that this message, it is what? Is right from God. Amen. He said, we got the initial evidence. The prophet himself shouted, hallelujah. He said, got some Joshua's and Caleb's. Amen. Got to be one of them. Got to be one of them. Joshua's and Caleb's. We got Joshua's and Caleb's that went over the border and brought back the evidence that it is a good land. Every promise that God's made is here. The full gospel, the full Bible, divine healing, rejoicing, happiness, peace, everything that the Bible promised, every fruit in this land. Is it not in the message? Amen. All these things, they are in the message. He said, it's yours at the axing. It's yours to take. But the first thing you have to do is to do what? To cross over. Amen. To cross over Jordan. Amen. You can't stay over there in the wilderness and expect to get it. Yes. See? You cannot stay in, you can see, you cannot bring in the world in your life and still expect to get what? He said, the great big grapes. You can't get them. He said, you can't stay over there in the wilderness and expect to get it. Because the grapes don't grow like that over there. Amen. Over there, see? In denominations, they are also what? Calling the name of Jesus Christ, isn't it? But the grapes there is not like what? What is we have in this message? That's all about it. Praise the Lord. They are also what? Calling the name of Jesus Christ. They are healing. They are doing everything. But those grapes cannot be compared to the grapes that what? When you cross over into this message. Amen. Amen. And that is what exactly we have done. We were in different denominations and we have crossed over. Of course, brethren, I was in a Presbyterian. Amen. And I believed that I was a really good Christian. But meanwhile, during Christmas, you see me in what? In disco. Yes. Praise the Lord. See? You see me there. But I thought I was a Christian. And on Sundays, I'll go to church and quickly go back to what? To the stadium. Huh? Yeah, I didn't see anything wrong about it. See? And so there is a difference between the grapes there and the grapes when you cross over. Oh, hallelujah. So he said he's calling, calling. To whom is he calling? He's calling those who say they are believers and they are still standing at the borderline. the judgment place, Kadesh Barnea. Come, cross over. The grapes here is not like what you are eating over there. Amen. Brethren, let us not labor for the things that perisheth. Amen. Let's labor for the things that endureth unto everlasting life. Amen. So this calling, we have been hearing it all the time. We've been hearing this calling all the time. Come out of them. Amen. That was how we were. We said we were without Christ. We were aliens and strangers from the covenant of promise. We had no hope. We had no God in this world. But Christ now had drawn us nigher by the blood of Christ. Amen. He said, come out. So we see that he said, come out from among them. And be ye separate. Amen. Be ye separate. He said, last week, we got to know that when God was what? Dividing. He said, he separated what? The children of Adam. Amen. He separated them. So that separation, my brother, we are children of God. We got to separate ourselves. That's why I said, come out from among them and be ye separate.
Amen.
See?
Yes.
Sayeth the Lord. I'll give you one that scripture, 2 Corinthians, bring it, 2 Corinthians 6, 17. 2 Corinthians 6, 17. He said, wherefore, come out from among them and be separate. See? Separate. Saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you. He's with the arms ready to receive us. Amen. Amen. So, brethren, that's what the message we have been always hearing. That is our message. Come out. Coming out. Come out. Cross over. Praise the Lord. That's our message. Amen. But the question is, we got to recognize and accept what the significance of this call. And if we have really recognized it and accepted the significance of it, now we got to act upon it. And acting upon it is what? Is to make the crossover, to move forward now. Amen. Let us read something about what we have read about this lady. Let us read about her again this evening, about how when she heard the message, what actually she did. We have heard it already. Let us read it again because it has come across here again. Amen. And you know whom I'm talking about, Rahab. Praise the Lord. So when she heard, She recognized what? The significance of it. Because when she was asked to put that scarlet cord, it was meaningless. Amen. It was meaningless. What is the need of this? To put this scarlet cord like the one around her sister, Igrida's neck. Hang it here, hang it somewhere here. Amen. What is this? But she recognized the significance of it. Because it has come from people who are children of God. Amen. So as long as it has come from the mouth of the prophet, the message that we have today, brethren, we got to recognize and accept the significance of it. Praise the Lord. So, this lady, the prophet said in the message, while little Bethlehem, Jeffersonville, 1958, paragraph 51, he said, and this young woman, after she got the first hearing of a God who answers prayer, not only a God to pray to, but a God that answers prayer back. You see, those preachers, they told her that, look, our God, when we pray, he answers back. Amen. 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 When we pray, he answers back.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, sir. And this woman just believed it.
Oh, yes, sir. And said she heard that there was a God of miracles who could perform miracles, who dried up the seas and rained bread out of heaven. All these two messengers, they were telling her. And she believed every word that they were telling her. Because it looked so strange. Oh, anyway, you are saying a lot of things, but how could bread come from heaven? Oh, no. Forget it. No, sir. Amen. She believed every word.
Amen.
That they told her. That the Lord could open a sea for them to walk through. Very hard word to believe. But she believed it. Amen. That is the word. That's the way how we got to be. Believing every atom of the word. Sir. Who dried up the seas and rained bread out of heaven? Her heart begins to tremble. Not a heart that word would try to what? To push those things away. But it trembled. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I said her heart began to tremble. And when she got that first message from the two preachers that went over, quickly, now listen to what the prophet said, quickly, she accepted it with all her heart. She accepted it with all her heart. Amen. And then he said the message was so inspiring and so plain by revelation that she pleaded. Amen. She pleaded for what? Salvation for her whole household. She pleaded for what? Salvation. She pleaded for a crossover. Amen.
Amen.
Desperate to cross over. She was desperate to cross because she could find that where she was what standing was a place of judgment.
Amen.
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 She was standing at what? Kadesh Barnea, a type of it. So she was desperate. He said, promise me that when you come, you are going to save me and my house. Oh, praise the Lord. And we know already that what they told her to do. And now let's look at what the prophet said here. Because I'm coming on that. We are going to see something here. And he said, through this, that means when God saw it. He said, and through this God looked down. When the wrath of God fell and the trumpets began to blow, God seen that scarlet cord hanging there as a memorial. Oh, yes, sir. He said, it always pleased him to pass over the blood.
Amen.
When I see the blood, when I see the blood, oh, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. So he said, it always pleased him to pass over the blood. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. He saw it as God saw it. And when the shaking and the Holy Spirit rumbled the earth and shook down the walls, some 20 feet thick, not one rock fell where the cord was hanging. Amen. Not one rock fell where that scarlet cord was hanging. Then he said, it shows the protection of a true God to a true believer. Just like what happened to our precious brother Mike. Amen. We have a true God.
Amen.
That word protects what? A true believer.
Amen.
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 It shows the protection of a true God to a true believer.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Huh.
Yes.
Brethren, tonight, that devil, we are going to pray. Because issues of accident have been too continuous in this house. The devil is really working on that kind, that way, which we need to stop him tonight.
Amen.
Stop him tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Last Saturday, it nearly happened to me again. The first one, it was somebody that came and knocked into what? Into the car. Me and my whole family, we were in the car. Praise the Lord. A young boy, drunk, just made a U, maneuvered, and look, there was two lanes, plus a bicycle lane, and we were here, we were just coming out, and he was just from here, who missed the, what? Missed the inner lane, outer lane, we were just coming out from the bicycle lane, come hit us. Praise the Lord. Brother Eli, the same issue. Brother Tony, the same issue. Who else? Another one. Brother George, it's just becoming. No, we got to stop him tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
and last Saturday, I was with the whole family again, and this time I made the mistake. On the Ballymun runabout, I was going to the NCT at the Ballymun. And after I've come out from the motorway, I took the wrong lane. So when I came to the top, then I saw that the lane I took was taking me to Ballymun town proper. Praise the Lord. So I decided to make a quick diversion to the right to enter into the... Meanwhile, the one on his right lane, a van who was coming with speed. I don't know how. The steering just swerved the car I was driving back towards to the lines that they have made over there. Praise the Lord. Because I heard Junior just say, "That watch!" The car just moved. From the lane of that oncoming vehicle.
Amen.
So just passed, boom. Meanwhile, the police were in the queue also. So I heard, wee, 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 then I just stopped. So they came over. They looked at me. "Have you seen what you did?" I said, "Yes, I made a mistake." "Made a mistake, but you nearly caused a serious accident here." I said, "Yes. Please, I made a mistake."
Amen.
"How long have you been driving?" I said, "Over 10 years. They looked at me. Meanwhile, it was Wednesday. I was coming to church. Look at it. So I had my tie on. And maybe they look at my gray hair. They look at my tie. The two police, one woman, one man. They look at me closely. They moved their car. They went away.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise God.
See, the whole thing, look at it. Brethren, the devil is trying to what? Put us into this kind of situation. Look at brothers. When I saw the picture, I said, but according to this, the brother had clothes and he was going to work. But now the car is looking back to where he was coming from. How it happened? I was look at the pictures and I said, trying to make something out of it. How did it happen? Oh, praise the Lord. And he came out. When I called him, he said, "Brother, the following day I went to work. Not even a speck of what." Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
It shows the protection of a true God to a true believer.
Amen.
Amen. No matter what the state you are in, when he finds you, if you will just accept the scarlet cord, it weaves through the Bible. It's all over the Bible. If only you accept the significance of what he tells you, my brother, he finds you with a scarlet coat.
He's a God that will protect you. Nothing will happen to you. Amen. The crossover. The crossover.
And so, Rahab, what happened?
Rahab was what later taken in. The prophet said,
and when we see now, then we see her when she was taken in as one of what? The Israelites. Praise the Lord. You know, the Israelites are what? The children of God. And she was what? A Gentile.
Amen.
Amen. But because she believed the word of God, now she has been taken in as what? As an Israelite.
Amen.
A crossover. Gentile life to what? To the life of what? The children of God. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. That's what the scripture says. He said, a Jew is not the outward. Amen. It's not the outward, but the inward. So a Jew, someone can be a mother, a Jew, a father, a Jew, still could be what? Could not be what? A child of God. Could not be a proper Jew. Amen. But you be a Gentile believing unto God, you cross over. Amen. And become a true Jew. While the one with parents both, father and mother Jews, because they can't believe in God, they are out. And you are in. Amen. If you want that scripture, you read the Romans 2, 28 and 29. Amen. But let's go on. And so now, you begin to see everything open now. Now, in Bethlehem she lived. Rahab now living in Bethlehem and then became a Gentile bride to a Jew. Amen. You see how the natural is typing what the spiritual. We are all Gentiles, but we have what? Our husband. Amen. The Jew. Hallelujah. Said because she believed in the miracle working God, she crossed over. Amen. Said, now look, from a house of ill fame, the crossover, look at it. From a house of ill fame, of prostitution, through her conversion and through the unfailing faith in God, it brought her from a prostituted house to a beautiful home in Bethlehem. What a difference. The prophet said, what a difference. Amen. Said, and did you see? She married a prince of the house of Judah, a captain. That captain represents what? Christ. Took to himself a Gentile bride, like Jesus taking unto himself what? A Gentile bride. Amen. Brethren, let's watch something here. What about? Let's watch another one here. Another type here. That is a type that, brethren, we got to be very careful of. Amen. We got to be careful of. And that is what? Naomi. Naomi. Naomi left the country. See, she also was doing what? A crossover. But look at the crossover she did. Naomi had left the country and gone over to sojourn with the Moabites. She was living in Bethlehem. Now, the crossover she did. Hey. See the difference now. Going to what? Into the world. Brethren, you could be in this message and still be in the world. Let's watch it. Amen. you could be in this message and still be in the world.
Yes.
That is a crossover to death. Amen. Not to life. You are from life going back to death. Oh, my brother, my sister. Naomi sojourned with what? The Moabites. And then the prophet called it. She got out of fellowship with the rest of what? Of the believers.
Amen.
When you do something like that, or any desire of the world in you, my brother, my sister, you have gone out of fellowship with the rest of the believers and associated herself with the what? Backsliding condition.
Amen.
You could be here and yet where your mind is what is gone to a backsliding condition, my brother, my sister. Watch it. In other words, she left the true believing church to go out into the world for a little while to join some social church who believed in just anything or anything is all right. See, that's how, where I came from. The denominations, everything is all right. See? Go to church on 31st. Praise the Lord. Meanwhile, we will be in the dancing hall. And so we looked at the time. When it's getting to 12 midnight, we will run to the church. Then come and sit down. We want to meet, we want to receive what? Blessings. So immediately the bell rings, bang, bang, 12 midnight. The pastor blesses the what? The people immediately, straight, we are back to what? We go back to the dancing hall again. Yeah? Everything goes. Brethren, praise be to God that we cross over.
Amen.
Amen. We all had our experiences, but we have crossed over. Amen. But let us watch that it doesn't be, we don't get ourselves into what? The crossover like what Naomi did. Amen. And when she did that, she lost what? The husband, she lost what? His two children. You lose everything. The prophet said, you can lose what? Your God. Amen. The prophet said, better stay on good grounds. You better stay where you know you are covered by the blood. Regardless of the rest of them, how they look like. See, those fine how churches, it doesn't mean anything. Praise the Lord. Stay where the blood is. Praise the Lord. Now let's look at what? Ruth and Orpah. Ruth and Orpah. You know the story already. The two daughter-in-laws. Orpah and Ruth. For Orpah, the prophet said, when she came to look upon the sacrifices, amen. See? When she came to look upon the sacrifices that she has to give herself unto, she couldn't bear to leave what? The prophet said, I'm reading from him. She couldn't bear leaving wearing trousers. See? Couldn't bear it. That's a sacrifice. Crossing over. Amen. There is a sacrifice to what? To be paid. Because himself was what? A sacrifice upon the cross. Amen. And to be part of him, we go to what? He said, let us also go beyond the camp. Amen. He said, the scripture is Hebrews. Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. Let's see. Yeah, Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13, rather, verse 12. Give it to us. 12 and 13. And 14. It said, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate.
Amen. Amen.
Let us go, so we also, let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp. Your camp, you have to leave your camp, my brother, my sister. Amen. We have our personal camps. We've got to leave it. That's your sacrifice. Therefore, let us go unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no what? Continuing city. Amen. But we seek one to come, just like our father Abraham. Amen.
So there is what? A sacrifice also. For you also to render. And here the prophet is saying, he said what?
Upper, look at the sacrifices. To cross over there. Amen. She can't wear trousers. You see, praise the Lord. The message. Over there she cannot wear what? Trousers. The earrings. And the necklaces, and the socializing, and the parties, and tattoos. Oh, hallelujah. Going over to Bethlehem, it will demand all this. Oh, hallelujah. Going into Bethlehem, it will demand all these things. Praise the Lord. That sacrifice you need to. You have to leave all that is what? In you. And move out of what? Go beyond that your camp. Amen. And bear the same reproach that he bore for you. Amen. Opa looked at it. Say, excuse me. This is my trousers issue. How am I going to leave it? This is my earring. This is my necklace. It's socializing. And all these parties and tattoos. So how am I going to leave this situation? Praise God. And so she looked at the whole thing and said, no, I can't cross over. I can't cross over. Praise the Lord. I wouldn't be able to cross over. Brethren, you see how that our own condition, the way our in our own camp, how we find it difficult to sacrifice all those things. Normally, I don't know what to tell about the man. Always looks as if the man will get things free. But meanwhile, when we talk about the women, you know we are talking about the men also. Because the woman stands for what? The church. Amen. Amen. So when we are talking about women, men, don't be turning looking at the women. Praise the Lord. Because it's all for us. Amen. It's all for us. Because the woman stands for what? For the church. And so he's talking about what? The church. So Opal look at the sacrifices that she has to what? She said, I can't do it. I can't. I can't cross over. Amen. But here, a beautiful picture, see. Ruth, another daughter-in-law, see, was a type again of the Gentile bride. Oh, she said, the mother-in-law was telling her, you know the story, go back. I have nothing to give to you again. Say, my, nothing will move what? She was perseverant. Praise God. That is what we need as believers. You got to persevere. Amen. Persevere. Just like what? That woman from Sidon took her child along. They told her all sorts of things. That look, you are the Samaritan. He is a Jew. You will not receive anything from him. But she believed. And when she went, he said, the disciples were the first that tried to what? To put hindrances and obstacles on her way. She just wouldn't even allow it. Then Jesus, the prophet, Jesus Christ himself, tried to what? To dissuade her. It didn't work. Amen. She persevered. Say, yes, I've accepted myself to be a dog. He said, faith will accept every word. Amen. And faith has no hindrance. Perseverance. Ruth persevered. Amen. So she said, don't tell me to go back. Wherever you are going, I will go also. Amen. Where you lodge, that's the place I will lodge also. And your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. And where you die, that's the same place they will bury me also. Oh, praise the Lord. She was determined to what? To cross over. See the determination. Perseverance to cross over. Brethren, that is the spirit that we need. The desire to leave sin, to leave what? Death behind and cross over to life. Praise the Lord. Cross over from death to life. That is the only one crossover for what? A believer. Said, you cannot stop me from what? Oh, hallelujah. I love the way how Ruth just spoke. He said, that scripture says what? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth what? Speaketh. See, the abundance of the heart. The things that are right in your heart, brethren, that is always what you portray. That's what always you demonstrate. That's why here, oh brethren, let us see to it that it is without blemish, amen, without spot, without wrinkle. Amen. Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ. He said, Ruth said, I will not go back. I'm crossing over. Faith rooted, grounded, perfect faith had come into Ruth's heart. That's what, brethren, we need. Amen. And she said, I am going right with you. Amen. I'm going right with you. I'm crossing over. Oh, yes, sir. And we know the story already. And she also, just like Rahab, married what? A captain, a prince of Judah, and lived in Bethlehem. A type of what? Solomon being what? The type of what? Christ. Taking a Gentile bride. The same auto Ruth. We know already when she crossed over. Amen. She married what? Another prince of Judah. Amen. And the prophet said Boaz stands what? Represent Christ. So a Jew, a prince, a captain, taking what? A Gentile bride. That's the type of it. That's what we are. That's what the scripture we read. It says that, that ye at time past we were without Christ. We were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. And strangers from the covenant of promise. See, we were strangers from the covenant of what? Promise. And that promise is what? The Holy Spirit, which is the earnest of our inheritance. Amen. Amen. We were what? That covenant was not part of us. Where we were that we having no hope and without God in the world. But now. Amen. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Amen. Because he had done what? He has broken the middle wall of partition. That middle wall that had been between we as Gentiles and he as what? A Jew. It has what? It has been broken. Amen. Oh, brethren, tonight. I'm just basing on it shows. Amen. Because we are going to give thanks for what the Lord has done for us in this house.
Amen.
We're going to thank the Lord for our precious brother Mike. Amen. What he has done tonight. Amen.
Amen.
That he is what? He said he shows he's a God. Let us read that place. Let me read that place again. Amen. This is a miracle. Amen.
Amen.
That a car can roll over from one side of the road and turn the way how it turned and looked. You see, you cannot even imagine it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The brother says he was just hearing boo, 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 and then it was silent before he could even realize that he has been involved in an accident. And the side where the driver's side was what? I think you've all seen the picture. Was on the what? On the ground. So he has to what? Just lose the seat belt. Brethren, it's just really the hand of God.
Amen.
Then how to stand on the steering wheel and open the other door and come out of it. And people that were around couldn't believe it. Not a single speck of anything. The following day he was back at work. Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The devil, you fight, but he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world.
Amen.
He said, it shows the protection of a true God to a true believer. Tonight, we're going to thank the Lord. Musicians, start coming. We're going to thank the Lord, and at the same time, that devil, we are going to what? It's over.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's over. We don't want this kind of what? Situation anymore.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many appreciate him?
Amen.
Brethren, let's make sure that we are not standing on the borderline.
Amen.
Amen. Because he's watching. He had to look to these things before you can receive that kind of protection from him.
Amen.
Amen. Just like what? Rahab hanged what? That scarlet cord. She was under God's protection. Amen.
Amen.
Let's show it off. The scarlet cord, spiritual scarlet cord in our lives. He said, and when he saw it, amen. When God saw it, and when the rumblings, the trumpets, everything started shaking, not one stone hit that house. Praise God. It shows a true God, the protection of a true God to a true believer.
Amen.
Because she was ready to cross over. She had potentially crossed over. Amen. Let's cross over, brethren. Let us not stand at the borderline. That place was not Kadesh Barnea, a place of judgment. Do you want to stand at the borderline? Many Christians come to the borderline just like Upper. Look at the sacrifices. We can't. Amen. Don't be like what? Like the 10 elders. We can't. Be like the Joshua's and the Caleb's. And let's cross over. Amen. Let's show our scarlet card.
Amen.
It's a God that will protect us. Amen. Oh, how many believe it?
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
I don't know.
Lord Jesus. For us, Lord Jesus. Father, we want to thank you tonight. We want to praise the name of the Lord. You have proven to us, oh, that you are a true God that will protect your children. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, tonight, oh God, your children are here to rejoice because of what, Lord, you have proven to us, that you are a true God that will always protect all your children. We look at our brother's accident and we see that it has to take the hands of you, God.
Amen.
For him to be standing here tonight amongst the brethren. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We want to put to shame the enemy. We want to prove to him that we have a God that answers prayer. Oh, he's not just a God that we pray to, but a God that answers back. And he answered back our prayers of protection that has seen our brother through.
Amen.
Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, is your heart trembling like it was Rahab had it, and the heart was trembling tonight to say, Lord, yes, it shows how close you are with us. It shows that you are in the midst of your children. It shows that you are walking right amongst your children. It shows that you are everywhere, omnipresent God, that will not leave your children alone. Oh, tonight, Lord, we want to raise up your name and say, Lord, thank you for the protection. We thank you, Lord, for keeping our brother. We thank you that you put shame to the enemy. Let us all from our heart and just worship him and say, Lord, we thank you, we bless you. Let us all pray. Let's thank him for what he has done for us. Let's thank him what he has done for all of us. Yeah. Oh, it could have been a different issue, different matter, a different result, but here we have a God. Here we have a God. Here we have a God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we want to say thank you, oh God. We want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight. It shows how, Lord, your hands are not shut. We destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we call upon the blood of Jesus Christ now to overshadow every brother, every sister, every child in this house, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, Lord.
Lord Jesus, we believe it to God tonight.
Father, we bless your name.
We believe it, Lord. And we give the glory to you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done, Lord. Father, you have proven something to us, that you are God that looks after your children.
Amen.
That you never fail your children in any situation, in any condition, Lord. And Father, we really appreciate you, Lord. We thank you, God, for keeping our brother, Lord. In this situation, Lord, as we see the whole thing, it has to take only one person's hand. And that hand, that no one can take it back.
Amen.
That hand that stretches forth and it overshadows every other works of the enemy.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you, God, for protecting our brother. We give the glory to you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. And we know that enemy, oh, he has been sent away far. Far away where he comes from.
Amen.
And the Lord never to near all the children of God anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ, we establish it. And we have accepted it. And we claim it through the blood of Jesus Christ that it will never happen again. We believe it to God. Father, our faith, we have raised it tonight. And you, O Lord Jesus, have accepted, Lord, our confession tonight. And we know that, Lord, you make it good for us. We believe it to God. With all our heart, we believe it. Because, Lord, this is a miracle you have shown us. And how, Lord Jesus, it has inspired us to know that you are in the midst of your children. We thank you, Lord. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. But I give us one song and
loved us, Lord, while we were sinners. Lord, when we were outside of this commonwealth of faith,
yes.
You came down and you searched for us, Lord.
Amen.
And you found us somewhere caught up in sin.
Amen.
And trespasses in the darkness of this world.
Yes.
Yet, Lord, you took us anyhow, Lord. And you have made us to be sons and daughters of the Almighty
Hallelujah.
God. Tonight, Lord, Father, we are standing amongst your children.
Amen.
To give you praise and honor, being heirs of the promise, Lord.
Amen.
What a wonderful thing that you have done for us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, not only that, but you continue watching over us, Lord.
Amen.
Father, to hear of the calamity that could have befallen our brother.
Amen.
Lord, oh God, not only him, but many of your sons and daughters that are standing in this place tonight.
Yes,
how the enemy is looking for an avenue
yes.
to try and come in and frustrate the joy that you have given us.
Yes, Lord.
But we are persuaded tonight, Lord,
Amen.
That there's nothing that he can ever do that would ever pluck us
yes.
from your hands. For all that you were given, you have managed, Lord, to keep us this far.
Yes.
And we know, Lord, that you take us all the way, Lord.
Amen.
So we want to praise you tonight and to thank you
yes,
for the
Lord.
Things that you continue to do for us in our lives.
Amen.
Many things, Lord, some of them that we have begun to take for granted. But, Lord, we just want to stop tonight, look back and say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for an opportunity that we could meet on a Wednesday night, Lord,
Amen.
To hear of thy word, to sing praises and honor unto you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
There are many tonight, Lord, that have desired to meet with the saints, but they were not able to, Lord, because
yes.
of the enemy pressing hard on them,
mm.
remembering even our brethren down in Pakistan, Lord, oh God, unable to make it
yes,
for service
Lord.
Tonight due to the bombing that happened over the weekend,
mm.
Lord. Father, we want to thank you that you preserve their lives, Lord.
Amen.
And we commit them to you that you'd give them a speedy recovery.
Amen.
That you protect them, Lord, from the enemy.
Yes.
Lord, the days are getting more and more evil.
Yes.
The enemy is pressing, looking where he might devour any of your children.
Yes.
But we thank you for your hand of protection. And we ask, oh God, that you'd continue to watch over us, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you also for the word that comes to reveal who the enemy is, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
The word, Lord, that shows us the wiles of the enemy
mm.
to prepare us for when he comes to try and rob our victory.
Mm.
Lord, may we ever continue, Lord, to look into this word,
yes,
to
Lord,
eat
yes.
it, Lord, until we become it, O Father.
Amen.
Please be merciful and help us and forgive us also, Lord,
yes,
for
Lord.
Our trespasses,
yes,
Father.
Lord,
may
yes,
you help us, Lord, that, Father, every hour, every minute of our lives, we may be about the Father's business.
Amen.
Lord, to do that which you have sent us here for. Help us, Father, in this regard. We commit our brethren that could not be here tonight. We
mm.
pray for them, Lord, that you keep them safe also
yes,
until
Lord.
We meet together with them on Friday night, Lord. We ask your blessing in their lives, even as we ask, Lord, that you be with us now as we go to our homes, Lord. Bless even our brother Maxwell, Lord, for standing faithfully, Lord, to bring your word to your people. Father,
yes,
bless
Lord.
Our brother George and the musicians, Lord,
mm.
for doing, Lord, their work tonight, Lord, to bring praise and honor unto you. Bless every other brother and sister that's here tonight.
Yes,
you know
Lord.
Their needs, Lord. Father, we bring them before you that you may provide even as you've always provided for us, Lord. We thank you, Father, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to you. Bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
He's an answering God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's an answering God.
Oh, hallelujah.
And by faith, the answer came.